Vanchakalpatubhyascha Kripasindhu Bhyevacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. When I do this pranam and I say the last part, Vaishnav, the Vaishnav is actually more seriously understood from the experiences I've had during this jatra. And I can't overexpress, Panditji, you have to understand that we see, as you said, that someone has had this vision. We also are seeing that this is also part of Prabhupada's vision, that the Vaishnavas, we are Vaishnavas. That means that we are worshiping the Supreme Personality of Godhead in His personal form. There is no distinction. Our tilak is exactly the same meaning. Our only purpose in life is to surrender to the lotus feet of the Lord and to engage in devotional service. So when I, having had the experience of this jatra, and when I saw the Murli Bhat dancing and Parasara and the Sringadeva dancing in ecstasy, this is an exact fulfillment of Prabhupada's desire. Because in order for us to be able to go out and be able to preach and to be able to make more devotees, we have to work together and understand that we have one common interest. And we also have one common foe, which is this Mayavadi philosophy, which has for so long poisoned the minds of innocent people for thousands of years in India. And this poison must be routed out. Prabhupada was very strong on this point. And he often pointed out that you must be fearless. And all of you devotees, in this experience that I've had here, I've met many of you who have said, well, please give me your blessings. And then I thought about it. I have no blessings to give. It's just like Lord Ramachandra. He was going into the forest to kill the demons, and he was going past the sages and the yogis, and he asked for their blessings. And they told him, how can we bless you? You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. How can we bless you? And then they said, well, if we have some blessings, you can have them. Because there's no problem with having and giving blessings. So we have all been blessed. All of you have been blessed. You don't need to ask for them anymore. As a matter of fact, the blessings are coming continuously by Prabhupada's mercy, by Lord Chaitanya's mercy, by Krishna's mercy, by Mahavishnu's mercy. Blessings are coming continuously. But blessings are just like burdens. If you have them, if they're in a big bag and you put them on your shoulders, after a while, it becomes like a burden. So what do you want to do with this burden? You want to pass it on and give it to somebody else. So if you have these blessings so much, don't ask for them anymore. They're coming automatically. Give them to someone else. Remember, this task that Radhanath Swami, through Prabhupada, on behalf of Srila Prabhupada, is now giving to you the assignment of going out to change India, to change the world. This is very historical. This is very significant. I'm not just speaking rhetorically. I'm not speaking metaphorically. I'm speaking directly so that you can understand the seriousness of what you are experiencing. This yatra has been very nice. We have seen so many wonderful deities. We have seen so many millions of other devotees coming to worship the Lord. But now the hard work begins. When you leave and you go back to your respective homes and your respective temple sites, you must understand that you are now back in Maya's zone and that she is planning to attack you immediately. She is going to put obstacles in your way. She is going to put nonsense in your way. She's going to say, oh yeah, that yatra is nice, but I have something even better for you. Come, let me show you. And then you're going to think, oh yes, oh this is so nice, I don't need to think about chanting, I don't need to think about engaging in devotional service. And what will happen is that you'll see some poor suffering souls walking on the street and you'll walk right past them, forgetting that your duty, and this is one of the things that Prabhupada gave us from the very beginning, is it is, if you listen to his lectures, you'll hear this word duty continuously. It is your duty to preach and to defeat the Mayavadi philosophy. And a lot of you are very timid by nature because you're thinking somehow or another, if I'm suddenly in a position where I have to argue with Sripad Shankaracharya Swami Nandanandanandana and just little old me, how am I supposed to be able to defeat this person? They're so knowledgeable. They're so big Swami. They have all of these many disciples. They have all of these big schools. And it's just little me. Well, I have news for you. I'll tell you exactly how you can defeat them. You don't have to be a scholar. You don't have to be especially intelligent. You don't have to know all of the Vedas. All you have to understand is that as you're standing there in front of that person, no matter how big they may seem to be, how much nonsense, how much poison is coming out of their mouth, you must remember that, number one, close your eyes and imagine that Radhana Swami is standing right in back of you. And then imagine that Srila Prabhupada is standing right in back of him. And then imagine Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, who is Nisringa Guru, is standing in back of him. And then try to imagine you have the whole Parampara and all of the Vaishnavas in the whole world standing behind you. You cannot be defeated. You can only defeat yourself if you are challenged by any nonsense. And trust me, there will be plenty of nonsense to come. Like I said, your task is just beginning. Enjoy this vacation. That's what this is, a nice vacation. We have gone on a yatra, which is taking us all back to Godhead. Everyone here, having performed this yatra, is more or less guaranteed to go back. Every temple that we went to, there was guarantees written all over. If you perform this puja, if you see this deity, going back to Godhead, guaranteed. So we should not worry about what's going to happen to us. We know we're secure. Now what you have to do is try to understand, how do I please the spiritual master by going out to help save other souls? Remember, this is just the tip of the iceberg. When I was standing and seeing Murli Bhatt chanting and glorifying the Lord in front of Ranganath, that was history. Believe me, there was nothing more exciting, there was nothing more wonderful going on in the entire universe than what we were seeing that particular point in time. Trust me. I looked into the sky, I saw all of the stars, and I thought, there is nothing more wonderful than the Samkirtan, and there is nothing more wonderful than all of these devotees chanting, and there is nothing more wonderful than Murli Bhatt, who is there, is actually a descendant of Gopal Bhatta Goswami. How much more wonderful can it become? Well, I have news for you, it'll become even more wonderful. Because every one of you, by Radhanath Swami's direction, because he is so kind, and I have to stop for a second and say this. Once I saw Srila Prabhupada, it was hard to ever be impressed by any other man or any other person in any way, shape, manner, form. I've seen millionaires, I've seen big stars, I've seen so many people, but none of them have impressed me. Because I've seen Srila Prabhupada. And once you see Srila Prabhupada, you cannot be impressed. He is it. He is the epitome of everything good that a person or a human being ever could or should be. And in the same way, my godbrother, His Holiness Radhanath Swami, who even though has been ill through this whole yatra, has performed magnanimously. He is one of the most wonderful devotees that I have ever met in my life. And I just want to thank you personally, Maharaj, for having made this yatra possible for me and for all of the God brothers and God sisters who have also joined you, because you have actually helped to change my life. Therefore, you have been able to help to change the lives of all of the devotees who have come, all of the disciples of yours, because you have given us nothing but pure love and pure bhakti. And that is a rare opportunity. And that is a rare soul. So I thank you from the bottom of my heart. And also, we have to again understand where we are at and what we are experiencing. When I first came to this yatra, actually when I was first even at the Jopati, I sensed something in some of the devotees. I sensed something very rotten. It was like false ego and false pride. And I kept talking to other devotees, and more I started to feel, I could tell that there was a sense of lust. And then all of a sudden I felt even more. This terrible experience I had was about anger. And then even more than that, one of the pitfalls that is explained in Bhagavad Gita to avoid is greed. And the more I talked to devotees, I started to realize that all of that was emanating from me. It was my lust, my anger, my greed, my false ego that I was experiencing. And by the association of all of you devotees who have proved to be so humble and so helpful and so service-oriented, it is very wonderful. It has actually reaffirmed and reconfirmed my belief in the process of bhakti yoga, of devotional service, because you have shown an example so exemplary of what Srila Prabhupada was trying to install in all of us, the true qualities of a Vaishnava is dasa, das, anadas. And I have seen nothing but that service attitude. So Maharaj, you have instructed them well, because they are following in your footsteps, and you are following in the footsteps of Srila Prabhupada. So therefore, again, from the bottom of my heart, I want to thank you. And all of you great Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis, I want to offer you my most humble obeisances. And again, prepare well, because the future is ready and you will have to preach, because that is the mission of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jai. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you.